Yes, crossed the line about half an hour ago. Legs in pieces, if I'm absolutely honest. But cross the line, the sense of euphoria when you cross the line having completed your first marathon, I think it's something that will live with me forever. And clearly you're thinking about the charities all the way around, and the charities make it all the more easier. That said, I didn't listen to people's advice. I went out a little too quickly.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll talk about the charities in a moment. But what was your final time? Because I know you're aiming for sort of the 3.5 hour mark, or certainly under 4 hours.
No, nowhere near that. I'd be lucky if it was 4:10, to be honest. I haven't broken the 4 hour barrier, but managed to get around, which is the main thing. I went out way too quickly, way too quickly. There's so many people, you just try and think past them, and then there's another person in front of you, think, oh, I can get around them as well. And before you know it, you know, you're doing double the speed that you plan to do, and you're in trouble.
And of course, it can take quite a while just to cross the starting line as well. Were you quite close to the line to start with?
Yeah, it did a little bit, and the first couple of miles are very, very tough because of the congestion. But you know, it's the same for everybody, and you just kick off, don't you? You try and go, but clearly I went a bit too quickly. But you know, got across the line. I've completed it, done it, and didn't walk a pace.
Fantastic. And of course, raising money for all those charities as well. Just remind us of all the charities that you've been raising with the Foxes Foundation.
Yeah, they're all 10 local charities. The Owl Space Appeal at Leicester Royal Infirmary were the people who kindly donated a space on the marathon for me. They're looking to build a teenage cancer ward at Leicester Royal Infirmary. But the 10 local charities for the Foxes Foundation are just outstanding, from hospices to cancer care site. Charities, I mean, they're outstanding. And if anyone's listening and wants to donate, I have done it. So you're doing it safe in the knowledge that I have completed it. It's www.justgiving.com/Foxes Foundation. www.justgiving.com/Foxes Foundation.
Well, fantastic. We were watching the TV trying to look out for you. I think a few people said they might have seen you. I think we'll be looking back at the footage a little bit later on. Congratulations. Well done. We've raised lots of money. I think the last time we checked was over £17,000.
Yeah,
sure.
I think £17,500 in the end, and there's still a couple more days left. So thanks to anyone who is listening that has donated. It's very, very kind, and the charities and I appreciate it an awful lot. I've got to go. I need a masseuse, that or a pair of legs.
Don't blame me. It definitely. And just quickly, of course, it's Birch's run tomorrow. Are you going to run the 50 laps with him?
Yeah, of course I will. Yeah, as long as Massive Mandy looks after my legs tonight, I'll be there tomorrow.